Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning and welcome to Sip and Chew with just old Stu.
Gonna be a lot of stew today.
Yeah. Michael Penobscot Bailey is under the weather.
You think?
Yeah, been battling some bronchial type stuff. I think that's the official term, bronchial stuff.
Okay, not the kind that comes in a glass.
No.
Okay,
no.
Just checking.
But
get well, Mike.
Yeah, so he's going to take the morning off, and I'm going to attempt to fill up an hour with a bunch of meaningless talk about food and wine. How does that sound?
It sounds great to me. I look forward to this every Sunday.
Yeah, and you know, you were so busy when I came in, I did not get a chance to say good morning. So good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Stu.
And Phil's back there in the cave. If you want to call in or text us on the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line, that's 343-0106. We'll get to it.
Part of our goal is to keep Phil awake this hour.
Yeah. Charlie's already given him some homework. I want to start off the show with just a little bit of a sad note. One of our longtime listeners here at FM Talk 106.5, Taxman, passed away recently. And just want to send out some condolences to his family and his friends and his loved ones. He's certainly going to be missed. He always had something to add to a show, whether it be on the Irish, the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line, or actually calling in from time to time. And not just our show, all the shows. So,
yeah, a real friend of this radio station. Yeah,
we're going to miss you, Taxman. So, it's Christmas time, Charlie. Can you feel it?
Oh, I can feel it, and I can feel the effects of the family Christmas party that we went to last night. And believe it or not, I had one beverage, so that wasn't the issue. My issue was there was so much good food that about 9 o'clock I went back and got another, you know, plate full. And as soon as I got home, a couple hours later, in the densest fog I can ever remember, I laid down in the bed, and 10 minutes later, old acid reflux kicked in, and I had to get up and sleep in the recliner. So I think I'm here. I might be dreaming this.
I also want to...
And Jack and Courtney, you did a wonderful job. I just wanted to add that. Perfect hosts.
Excellent. I'm glad you had a good party. I haven't been to one yet this year, and it depends on how the schedule goes.
But sometimes you have to work around.
Yeah.
You know.
I do want to congratulate Old Majestic Brewing, who opened up this week. They're down in the St. Louis Street area. I haven't been in yet, but I am certainly looking forward to it. The name is wonderful, and I'm sure the beer is going to be great, too. So congratulations, guys. Also, congratulations to Sunset Point Panini Pizza. Casual fine dining restaurant there in Fairhope turns 5 years old this week. And man,
one of the best sunset views in the area.
Absolutely. I mean, he couldn't have picked a better name for his location. Good morning, Bill Stitt. Baking up to you, sir. Baking up to you. Got Bill Stitt of Billy's Serenaded Bacon watching the show right now. Yeah, old Mike is not going to be here. So
where's the camera?
It's right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, Mike, you brought it. Put it down at face level.
Yeah, Mike has the big tripod that we put over there that allows both of us in. But since he's not here, I just use this.
How do they find you on Facebook?
They go to Facebook and type Sip and Chew.
And it's not an N, it's the word A-N-D.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go to facebook.com/sipandchew, and you can watch this live. Although, you know, if you're listening on the radio, I guess there's not a point, except you get to see me mark things out on this list. We're going to talk about a few things. You know, Christmas is coming up. There's a lot of stuff going on. And I invite the callers or anyone that wants to text us, you know, about something going on, a Christmas concert, a Christmas play, a cantata, if you prefer. Just let us know, and we'll try and talk about it. You know, a couple of the great things that always come up are the the Festival of Lights things out at Hank Aaron Stadium. I forget the official name of that, but I understand a lot of people say it's very cool. I haven't been through yet.
Oh man, you got to go do that.
Yeah,
but be sure to have a working radio in your vehicle.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I understand they broadcast the music so everything is synchronized, and that's got to be a neat experience. One of my favorites, annual favorites, don't go every year, maybe once every 3 or 4 years, is to the Bellengrath Christmas display. Absolutely love it.
They're up to 3 million lights.
3 million lights, and it's 5 to 9 every night.
How would you like to hang those lights?
Well, I have an interesting story about the Bellengrath lights. My nephew-in-law, Stevie Harper, of Heather and the Monkey King and Professor Hill's Think Tank, and formerly of Fez and occasionally still Fez, used to be a cameraman at WKRG.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent a camera crew out every year, you know, to get a taste of the Bellengrath lights. And while tooling around in the little golf cart they gave them, unbeknownst to Stevie, they had hooked one of the strands of lights going around the lake, and they ended up pulling about a third of the lights down from Bellengrath's display.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he said that they were not invited back the next year,
mm-hmm.
understandably. But it is just such a beautiful thing. And the thing that always gets me is a lot of the people that I've been with wait for a warm night to go, which makes no sense to me.
Now, you need to go out there when you have to bundle
up. Yeah, if you don't have to at least wear a jacket, there's no Christmas spirit to it.
And I know they serve or sell hot cocoa.
Yeah, see, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
If it's 75 degrees.
Apple cider, too,
you go walk around a swamp for 2 hours in 75 degrees, the last thing you're going to want when you get back there is hot chocolate. And the whole reward of this thing is the hot chocolate at the end.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. Not a huge coffee fan, as most people know, but hot chocolate, that gets me going. So, yeah, Bellengrath Gardens, just if you haven't been or if you haven't been in a while, go out there and check it out. It is just a wonderful event right there on the water. And I don't know. It's probably one of my favorite Christmas things that still goes on in Mobile. You know, I grew up in the days, and Charlie will remember when was the road, Sienna Vista. They're off of Government Street.
Yep, and Lee Street up in Saraland.
Yeah, Wesley Street, Chickasaw.
Chickasaw.
The Woodley subdivision. I still think they do some stuff.
It was the Lee Street exit. That's
Street exit. And I remember those things going on, and there was some neighborhood off of Cottage Hill where they, and still may, have the pags filled with sand and candles burning in them lining the streets. That was always neat. But Bellengrath, easily of the old school things, my favorite. And, you know, we're not the only area that does these kind of things. There's one over in Biloxi that I would love to do, and I'm probably not going to. It takes place on December 21st at 2 p.m., and it's called Biloxi Schooners Sail with Santa. And it's, you know, an old school Biloxi schooner that you go on with Santa, and you can give them a call at 228-435-6320. For more information about it. But the Biloxi Schooner Sail with Santa sounds like something I would absolutely love. I love old sailing ships, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. The whole idea of nothing more than a puff of wind propelling a ship across the ocean is just fascinating to me. But, you know, I also need to talk about our fine sponsors, Hall's Sausage. They got that venison sausage this time of year. Call them up and check on it. That stuff is fabulous. But you could go to most stores and you could find some Halls on Dewey or some of the Cajun sausage or Red Hots. I tell you that right now, that is a Southern boy's dream. A packet of Red Hots from Halls Sausage, loaf of bunny bread, and some yellow mustard. That is all you need to have a fantastic meal. And another fantastic meal can be had at Bob's Diner. Bob's Downtown Diner at the corner of Fat and Happy. I'll tell you, Tony and his staff just really put out a bang-up breakfast or lunch. Heather and I met for lunch last week, went down there, and I had the Money Burger. And, man, it was good. And I'll tell you, Charlie, they've got some of the best French fries any place in Mobile. Them and probably Royal Scam are the best French fries in the city, I think, right now.
Fantastic.
I absolutely love them. So go see our sponsors. You know, they're what keep us on the air, and they're really good people. They could use your money, especially this time of year. So that's Hall's Sausage. It's Bob's Downtown Diner. And, of course, we're coming up on a commercial break. You can text us at the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line at 343-0106. You could call in. You could send us a snail mail if you want. We'll get it in a couple of weeks and read it.
Sure.
All right.
It'll be 2020, but we'll still read it.
All right. Well, we're going to head to break, and when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more. I've got my holiday gift suggestion coming up.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu. All them cats is drinking that wine,
drinking that mess. Their delight when it gets drunk. Okay, it helps if I turn the microphone up.
Yeah, since I've got the phone right here that I'm doing the live with, I can actually see comments and respond to them.
Yeah.
As opposed to most shows where the camera's actually fine.
And while we appreciate that, we also would appreciate hearing their voices.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this, too. We got something on the text line, the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. Someone wanting to know eating establishments that will be open on the holidays.
Oh, yeah, that's always.
And I'm working on compiling a list, but I do know that the Harbor Room at the Riverview Hotel is going to do a Christmas Day brunch. And I have seen a peek at the menu, and it's just wonderful. And that is a place on holidays, you know, we have that question pops up, Thanksgiving, Christmas always, what's open on this day? And, you know, I usually harp on people, you know, it's one day a year, cook a meal. But I realize there are lots of people that are on the road and can't. And that's why these people are good at opening up for them. And one of the places that it's always a good place to look are the hotels in the downtown area. Like the Riverview is doing something, I'm sure.
Because they're going to have overnight guests.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm sure Eugene's Monkey Bar at the New Hilton will probably do something. Just check with them. But I'm sure the Admiral will be doing something. But check with hotels because, like you say, they still have guests on these days. There are still people doing business or on the road, you know, or, you know, to them, Christmas is just another travel day.
Can I share a quick story?
Absolutely.
This was from back in the day. We moved to Mobile, my wife and I and two kids moved to Mobile in late 70s. Mm-hmm. And we went back to Pensacola and did New Year's Eve with her parents, got up the next morning early and came back to Mobile. So I'm thinking, okay, let's go see if we can, this was New Year's Day, let's find some place where we can get lunch. We rode around all over town. We were new to the area, but couldn't find anything. So we decided, okay, we'll go get some groceries and cook a lunch ourselves. The grocery stores were closed too, or the ones that we found. I think we wound up getting something at a Circle K, and that was our lunch, you know. But I know a lot of places have extended and expanded their days of operation from those years.
Right.
So would we be okay to invite people who are affiliated with a restaurant that knows their Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's
Absolutely.
Eve, New Year's Day schedule. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you a free opportunity to share your holiday schedule with us.
Yeah, you can call in now or you can go to our Facebook page and just send us a little instant message letting us know
sure.
if you're doing a special menu.
Or text in on the phone line.
Right. You could do that as well on the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Yeah. It's a lot easier than Mike makes it seem, doesn't it?
I know, but every time I start saying it, I remember how he says it and mess up.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. It's one of those things, if you practice it wrong repeatedly, you're going to do it wrong forever.
That's right. We have a caller if you want to go to the phone.
Oh, I have the text screen all blown up, so I didn't see it. Yes, let's talk to Sharon then.
Hey, Sharon.
equestrian chaos.
Yes.
You want to cook horses?
It's an annual fundraiser for an organization that works with handicapped children. They do a lot with children who need to develop focus. And
Sharon, can you speak up just a little?
How about now? Is that better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These equestrians do gymnastics on the horses. The horses gallop side by side. They put the horses through their paces, and they have a lot of beautiful horses. And it is $12 at 6 p.m. at the fairgrounds. And I went last night, and it was very interesting and entertaining and really amazing what these riders can do.
See, I have grandkids that have never been near a live horse.
Well, that's sad.
Well, they would be fascinated.
They are beautiful animals.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. How long is this show going to go on?
I think tonight is the last night. It was Friday night, last night, and then I was told that it's also tonight, and that tonight is the last night.
6 o'clock at the grounds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We sure appreciate that, Sharon.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hey, and Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Well, see, that's the kind of thing we're trying to do here, just let people come in and let us know the good things are going on, because this is the season of giving, which, you know, every day should be a day of giving, but we really put emphasis on it this time of year.
Sure.
And I appreciate that. You know, Charlie, I have not hammered down my menu yet, but I am hosting for the first time. I am hosting the family, the Donald family Christmas get-together.
Hmm.
And
is this thing that you and Stu do, or you're just, this is your project?
Oh, this is my family.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
And my brother has hosted it for many years, once my parents got to an age where, it was just too much for them. We moved the celebration to his house.
Yeah, we've handed ours off, too.
Yeah. But this year, at least just this year, we want to have it at our house, in the house that all of us Donalds grew up in. And we've got grandkids now that never experienced a Christmas in the house in Sims. So we're kind of doing it for that. And Heather has picked out a beautiful tree and has it decorated. It's just gorgeous. And like everyone tells us when they see it, man, that's a fat tree. And she goes, they're supposed to be fat.
Yeah. Unless you're Charlie Brown.
Yeah. I've almost got the dining room floor completely refurbished, pulling up the old carpet. I got two more chunks of carpet, and then I can, really get the floor pretty. Heather has picked out the most beautiful colors in the dining room, and I think it's really going to be a showpiece, and I'm so excited for it. But the only thing I've got on my menu so far is macaroni and cheese. So I've got to figure out a few more things.
And you make that from scratch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not the craft box.
I don't do
Or not the microwave cups.
Oh, in a pinch I'll do them, but I'm not going to do that for my family.
Oh, yeah. So what are you thinking about for meat? I mean,
Always goes over well.
Yeah.
But, I could do some kind of roast beef or something like that as well.
Is there such a thing, and this is my memory talking, as a 7-bone roast or something like that?
Yeah, rib roast.
Yeah, because we've had that in the past, and
the pork roast is usually the best one, because basically it's like a rack of ribs with a bunch of meat left at the bottom, and you just use butcher twine to keep it in a circle. It's called a crown roast. And then you put a stuffing or something in the center of it.
You want it to be good but pretty too,
right? And it's essentially pork chops all stuck together, roasted together, and then you carve the individual chops.
You know how to measure the success of your holiday meal? Once you put it out on the table, if everybody comes in with their cell phones taking pictures, you know you did good.
Okay, we have another text message on the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. Someone that says, if I am taking a bottle of wine to someone's house on Christmas Day, what type of wine is proper to take? Thanks. I would say first, make sure they're wine drinkers.
True.
but providing that they are, my suggestion is, because it is seasonal, and this is the time of year that it's in season, is a Beaujolais Nouveau, which just means it's the new Beaujolais. Wonderful wine, I think. I've been a fan of a Beaujolais Nouveau. I look forward to the holidays every year because that's when that wine comes out.
Where would you go if you were going to take a bottle of wine? Where would you go get it?
Rouse's, probably. Okay. Or the Rouse's in Spring Hill has the largest beer and wine selection in the state. You've got a lot of the locally owned grocery stores. Greer's has good wine selection. The Piggly Wiggly's do as well. And any of your wine shops, Domke Market.
Red and White.
Right, Red and White. Poor Baby has their wine shop, and the name is slipping me, and that's terrible because it is a wonderful pun, and I love my puns. But
now, yeah. Most gift wines, are they going to be room temperature kind of thing? Or you don't have to worry about bringing them in a cooler?
Depends on what you get. If you get a red wine, room temperature, well, a white wine at room temperature is fine because the thought is you're not going to pop it open and drink it right then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And any kind of bubbles present. Also would be a good suggestion.
Bubbles?
Yeah. Be it traditional champagne from the Champagne region of France, any of the sparkling white wines that most people call champagne. There's Prosecco from Italy. And thank you. Heather says a la cork is the other, is Poor Baby's wine bar.
A la cork.
Yeah, and
know what that means.
My favorite like bubbles hear, is cava like from Spain. Check it out. It's least expensive, tastes wonderful. But we're up against the break. That text line is 343-0106.
Yeah, help Stu plan his holiday meal.
All right, we'll be right back.
Chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. I like chicken, I like fish, I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. I don't like juice.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies. Today will be mild with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And for Monday, showers developing in the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Belle, it's past time for my medicine. I have got to get rid of this cold.
Here you are, dear. I brought you a nice cup of Jack Green tea with honey and lemon.
Thanks. Jack Green tea?
Right. Since Jack Green has saved our household so much money, I'm able to splurge on things like my expensive Fancy Pants herbal tea. I thought the least I could do was name a few things after him. Jack Green saved us money on our business insurance. That other company canceled our wind coverage. Same with our homeowners. Let's see, our automobile insurance, Reinhold's hunting camp, the house at the Gulf.
Jack Green eNational Insurance saved us a ton.
Anybody who affords me the luxury of regular Botox injections deserves to be a household word. Just check out the new gift for the grandbabies.
What's that?
It's a darling Jack Green in the box. Jack Green saves me money so I can afford more Botox.
Please leave this room now.
It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much now, does it?
No, it does not. Call Jack Green eNational Insurance today, 767-6550.
Celebrate the holidays with magic Christmas and lights at Bell & Grath Gardens and Home with more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights guaranteed to get you into the holiday spirit. Open nightly 5 to 9 through December 31st. Close Christmas and New Year's days. Tickets at bellandgrath.org.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Oh, I forgot. wait a minute. Darn it, there was one I really wanted to play. Where are the guys? And you can tell me who these guys are.
Okay.
Hold on.
Phil?
And I'm Foster, and we're Phil and Foster.
and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
First of all, let me apologize, Phil, and apologize, Foster, because I messed that up. But who are they?
They play every Wednesday night at Callahan's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Stan Foster and
Phil. Well, I wanted you to give them a plug, but they didn't mention a restaurant, so that's
yeah,
what
they're
threw
musicians.
Me off.
Yeah, that was actually at the Burger Throwdown we did at the Colonial Fort of Mobile with Bo Jackson.
And what is the Colonial Fort of Mobile?
Fort Condi.
Come on, who keeps changing all this stuff?
Yeah.
If that was a marketing move, it went in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
How many millions of dollars of free publicity has Fort Condi gotten?
No kidding.
Yeah. Anyhow,
well,
enough of me.
I have been informed that mashed taters are also on my menu for Christmas Day. So
now comes the gravy.
You know, I've got several. I made a good deal of chicken gravy the other day.
Yeah.
And had a bunch left over. So I just put it in individual containers and froze it. And now I can just pull it out.
Well, most gravies freeze pretty well.
Yeah, it's just a pudding, basically.
Yeah.
It's a really thick liquid.
So can you put it like in a Snap-on Tupperware kind of container?
Yeah. I'll let you know if anything goes haywire with it, but I don't see why anything would go wrong with it.
Well, I hope she's not listening, but Marguerite has still she came from a very large family, and when she cooks, it's like a 5-gallon crock pot. We eat on it for days, and so I'm glad to hear about the freezing of the gravy. That might help.
Yeah. You know, you were talking with our good friend Bill Finch during the break.
Who's coming up in the next hour.
Right, getting ready to do his show, and you mentioned that he had talked about citrus recently.
Yes, he did. They almost had a whole show on it.
Well, I can understand why. This is the time of year that most citrus is in season.
Satsumas, particularly.
Right. We always think of oranges and all of the orange-like substances out there as being a summer fruit, but they really come in this time of year.
Yep.
That's why you see them featured so prominently in the cooking of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Is because it's in season.
When I had a Myers lemon tree, Christmas, New Year's, it was full of lemons.
When I was the chef at Mars Hill Cafe, one of the people who went to the church that owned the cafe had a Meyer lemon tree in their yard and brought us in a 40-pound case of Meyer lemons. And I'm telling you, our tea drinkers were the happiest that week that they have ever been. A big Meyer lemon almost sweet enough you can eat it without help. But it's still a little too sour, but they are wonderful and giant. They look like oranges. They're so big.
Well, and they don't they're more round, too, than they are. About the size of a softball.
Yeah.
And my little 8-foot tree had my record year was 158 lemons.
Whew.
And I couldn't – I wish I'd have known you could have used them because I – you can only give so many away in your neighborhood.
Juice
and,
and freeze the juice.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It freezes wonderfully. And just get ice trays, fill the ice trays up with the lemon juice, freeze it. Then once it sets, put it in a Ziploc bag because each cube is 1 ounce.
Yeah.
So if you need a half cup of lemon juice for a recipe, that's 4 cubes.
See, I guess I'm a child masochist because when my grandson Drake was about 1 or 2, and you do this with babies for fun. Give them a little slice of lemon. It'll go right to the mouth. and to see the facial expressions. He got where he liked to eat the Myers lemon, straight off the tree.
I have a good friend and musician up in Nashville named Jerry Navarro.
Uh-huh.
And you may never have heard his name, but I guarantee you you've heard him play. You know, he's one of those guys that's played on everything.
Like a studio musician, maybe?
Yeah, does a lot of studio work. He's toured with Big and Rich and Gretchen Wilson and a bunch of other big groups. But he loves just eating lemons. And, you know, we'd go to a restaurant and everybody would get a lemon in their tea. You're going to eat that, dude?
Yeah.
And like, no, it's a lemon. I'll eat that, man. And he would just sit there, no sugar, no salt to cut it, nothing.
Well, you know, it that's definitely no worse than these people that eat these super hot peppers straight.
Yeah.
I can see lemons over peppers.
That is a little crazy.
Yes, it is.
But back to what we were talking about on the citrus. This is the time of year that citrus is in, especially along the Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm.
This is the peak of it. And so get out there, put some citrus, kumquats. You know, explore all the different citrus that are out there right now, because the cuties love those little cuties and the halos and all the little different little hybrid oranges they've got out there now. Someone has sent in a message to the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. What can you tell me about BJ Steakhouse? I can tell you it's a chain from not in this area. And honestly, I have not enjoyed a single thing I've ever tried from there. There are some people who love it, but I don't do a lot of chains. We tried it one night because it was there and everything was microwaved, and it was exactly what I don't like about chain restaurants. It was cheap food. My personal opinion.
Yeah.
It came across, and most of the people I know that have been there never go back a second time.
See, and I'm speaking for the Fern Boys now.
Yeah.
But I like to go to new restaurants and something that has, you know, something
right.
unique. But a lot of times I'm just hungry, and I'm mm-hmm. a little leery about experimenting. So that's why I do go to some chains. But
right.
I'm kind of picky about it. But I do like Olive Garden. And I do like Logan's.
Logan's has a wonderful steak program.
And I don't know how really widespread good. Cravers is, but boy, they've got some gumbo.
There's two.
Well, they've got some gumbo that's awesome.
Yeah, Cravers is not a chain per se. There's a little place they've had over on, I think, 181 in Baldwin County for the longest time, and then they opened the one out in Leroy Stevens.
And I'm trying to remember from our party last night, I don't know if it was my brother-in-law, Donnie Fossbender, but I think it was him that made some gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, you take this out to Panini Pete's place
uh-huh.
out on the causeway and say, try this gumbo. And I said, he's retired now. I said, you looking for a little part-time work? You can be their gumbo king. I mean, it was awesome. And I don't know what all he had in it, but the roux was perfect. And it just was really good. When you go back for a second and third bowl, you know you found some good gumbo.
Yeah, I also want to bring attention to something that our good friends, Christy Barber, is doing at her place, the Cheese Cottage.
Mm-hmm.
It's their raclette night, and I believe it's still Thursdays from 6 to 8:30. Raclette is the cheese, and the method of cooking it and the dish from it is also called raclette. And it's just melted cheese over roasted potatoes and vegetables, usually with like some Hall's Andouille sausage mixed in it. And it is just so great, especially on a cool evening like we have this time of year. But we got a celebrity on line one, Charlie.
Does he know how to cook?
John from Fish River. Something about crema dinner.
Criminal dinner?
Crema dinner.
Crema. Okay.
Well, there's John a term I've never heard.
Thinking about doing a...
Hang on a second, John.
Yeah.
You've not heard crema? You don't remember Bill Evans back in the 80s? This here's Carl.
I remember Bill Evans.
Yeah, and he would do the radio show, and he'd go, this is Carl down at the Freeman House having my favorite breakfast, eggs and bourbon. Now, I hope all y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, what were you thinking of doing, John?
What to have for Christmas.
Yeah.
Thinking rib roast. Or a prime rib.
Mm-hmm.
Leaning toward prime rib because I've never had that for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about doing some garlic on there and some other stuff. And then somebody said, why don't you just try salt and pepper? And I said, well, I don't know if that's just enough.
It's not.
It probably is.
Oh, it's good, but the herb roast is what gives you the crust on the outside of the prime rib.
Now,
and I would get, man, herbs de Provence is my favorite thing to get. Just get the dried herb de Provence, put just enough oil on it to make it into a paste, and rub it with salt and pepper mm-hmm. and garlic on the outside of your prime rib. And Kevin Brooks, a great chef here in town, said he turns the oven on as high as it'll go, puts the prime rib in for an hour, cuts the heat off, and then comes back a few hours later, and it's perfect.
Now, I've heard of just at the point where it's just before done, sticking it in an ice chest.
You can do that, but you don't want prime rib done.
In an ice chest for about 3 hours.
Yeah, prime rib should be medium rare at most.
Rare.
Yeah, rare is preferable. And the people that like it cooked a little more, you cut off the end pieces. You'll want to cut the prime rib in half.
Yeah.
And so that you save your, you know, medium. And honestly, if they're wanting prime rib over medium, just give them a hamburger.
Well, they have destroyed
the entire dish.
And cooking time in pounds. Bring that together for me.
I off the top of my head, probably 30 minutes per pound or so. But you know, I'm used to doing 25-pound prime ribs.
Yeah.
So, not going to happen at my house.
Going to be quite costly at that too.
Yeah. Hey, John, are you steering totally away from ham and turkey?
That's been the traditional thing. And last night, I had somebody give me a ham, and I just stuck it in the freezer. And I need something different.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I got an idea on your ham.
Different
though.
And up there, I don't know how many more Christmas meals we're all going to have together.
Right.
So I'd like for this to be something good.
Something memorable.
Here's what you do with that ham, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Thaw it out. Get you a big old pot full of crawfish boil, like you're going to boil crawfish, and boil the whole ham in it.
Yeah.
That
is
fantastic.
You ever done that with ribs?
No, I haven't done it with ribs, but
how about a Boston butt?
Nope. Haven't done that yet either.
Cook it
Maybe
up like
that's
you
what
would
I'm doing
a pot
for Christmas.
Full of crabs or shrimp.
Yeah. That sounds good.
You're going to kind of parboil it, mm-hmm. and you're going to pull a lot of the heavy grease out of it.
Right.
And but at the same time, you're going to put some flavoring back in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's really different. And then it's really great after you do that and put it on the smoker.
Hey, John, you want to hang on? We got to take a break.
Sure.
All right, folks, 343-0106, that's the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. We get back, I'm going to make my Christmas recommendation. We got a couple of phone calls up here, and then I'm going to get out of here.
Make me happy.
Make me happy.
Make me feel the fun.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Simon Majumdar, and I'm telling you to listen to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. It's the best food show on the radio.
Man, I miss my buddy Simon.
Well, we kind of miss Mike a little.
Yeah, a little bit. Simon and his wife, Sybil, year before last, maybe it was 2 years ago, best Christmas vacation I can ever imagine anyone taking, they went to the Holy Land.
Oh, wow.
All of it. Now, Simon, before he became a Food Network celebrity, was a publisher in London for a very long time, very successful. Before that, before he stumbled into editing and publishing, he actually went to study theology. So it was a very big deal to him for someone that had studied on a scholastic level, not just Christianity and Judaism, but all of the religions from that area. And he even made it across the river into Jordan and viewed the remains of Petra, which is just a fascinating city where there's this main building that's very famous from the Raiders of the Lost Ark movie that they carved out of the mountain. And so Simon, best Christmas trip I can think of anyone ever taking. But we're back talking with John, and we're going to talk to him real quick about Christmas dinner. And so you're saying boil a Boston butt.
Yes. You can boil a Boston butt, and you'll know when it's starting to get done. You'll see it. And you can do the same thing with ribs.
Boil it in crab boil?
Pardon me?
Did you say boil it in crab boil?
Yeah, crab, shrimp. Crawfish boil.
Those Zatarans.
Yeah.
Zatarain's, or there's several others out there.
Yeah, there's several one in Baldwin others. County. It's like swamp grass or something like that. Billy Hyland was telling me about it. Says it's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. They all are. I've had some that were just too hot. It took the flavor away. You couldn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
But also, we're going to probably have the traditional green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother makes that, and I've been trying to get him to incorporate some onions in there, even though you got the French fried onions on top. Chop up some onions and put in there, and or bell pepper, and put it in there, just for a little different flavor and texture.
A little sharpness.
Morning, Christy. Christy and, Barber.
You get tired of the same old thing all the time. Mm. Every year it's the same old turkey, the same old ham.
Yeah. Do a goose. Yep. That's what's traditional for Christmas. A goose.
I wonder. Yeah. You know, maybe by today's standards and in the last century, it became traditional.
Right. How about snake bites?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's just stuffed jalapenos.
Charlie, get back on the page.
All right. Well, let me roll on to this next caller, John.
Okay, provolone now.
Provolone, buddy, and Baba Ganoush to you and everyone.
Baba Ganoush. Thanks.
All right, on the line we have Mike from the Bayway wanting to talk about Jerry Navarro. You there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here. I actually thought I was just listening to the radio.
Well, turn your radio down, buddy.
Yeah, just talk to us on the phone.
Yeah, I'll do that. When you said Navarro, I won't give up my entire life story, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Chig.
I'm an old time front of house guy. but I love listening to you guys and give some good tips. I'm probably not a really good cook, but I try.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, Mike. And that Jerry Navarro can play a bass, can't he?
My God.
It's unreal. All right.
Yeah, well, I've been around it a long time. I won't tell you how old I am, but
I've
been around it a long time, and I could give some suggestions on expression.
Okay.
But I'm picking right now.
All right. Well, you're breaking up on us, Mike. So we appreciate the call.
I'm traveling.
All right, provolone, buddy.
Safe travel.
All right. Every week, Mike and I had planned to make recommendations of something that you can give people, the food and drink lovers in your family for the holidays.
Sure.
And last week, as Christy Barber is watching on the live right now, I suggested the charcuterie and cheese boards from the Cheese Cottage. This week, totally different separation. Our good friend Marty Duncan up in Birmingham was on Food Network Star. You'll see her on Food Network a lot. She comes down here, does tons of charity events, spent 4 months compiling recipes and sampling more than 400 dishes that resulted in a brilliant book with 97 of the top recipes from chefs all over the state of Alabama, including some of our friends here like Panini Pete. And the book is Alabama Cravings. And if you go to our Facebook page, there's a link where you can go to her website and read all about it and order a copy. I'm sure you can get it on Amazon. Just type in Alabama Cravings, Marty Duncan with an IE on the Marty, not the Duncan. And, the subtitle is The Most Requested Recipes from Alabama Restaurants Past and Present. This is a terrific book. We've had her on to talk about it before. Panini Pete just did his podcast and interviewed her talking about it. So go to Panini Pete's page. You can pull up that podcast and listen to it in great detail. And this book is just wonderful. And Marty is great because she knows everybody in every part of this state. And she's done a number of books up in Birmingham. And this is the first one that the state actually said, let's do something for the entire state. And hopefully now we can get some people on board down here in Mobile. She can come down here and maybe do one of the Bay Area. I think that would be a fantastic idea. But yeah, the book is Alabama Cravings by Marty Duncan. Our Facebook page has a link to it. You can just type that into Facebook. You can type it into Google. But really for anyone, especially that enjoys the history involved with the food of our cuisine, it's going to be great. I'm sure one of the things in there will be the original fried green tomato recipe, which is from the Whistle Stop restaurant in Birmingham, which I believe the movie Fried Green Tomatoes, the restaurant in it is the Whistle Stop. It's based on, I can't remember the name of the
restaurant. Just watched that movie about a week ago.
Yeah.
That's one of those oldies but goodies.
And I'm just drawing a blank to the restaurant. And if Chris Sherrill were not on a plane right now headed to San Antonio, he'd be able to tell me because he cooks there. Bright Star. It might be the Bright Star. Iron Hook. it's in Birmingham. But I'm just
drawing a blank.
My brain is too close.
Well, it's hard to just freelance think when you're on live radio with a minute to go.
Yeah, with a minute to go, and I'm trying to get everything in. But, folks, it's been a wonderful day. Mike, I hope you are feeling better, my friend. Get some rest. If you got that bronchitis, man, you're just going to have to lay off the methamphetamine for a week or so.
That's right.
Now, Mike would never touch such a thing as methamphetamine. That's why it's a joke. But we hope you are feeling better, buddy. Drink some green tea. It will help you feel better.
Yeah, this is not the season to be ill.
Yeah, and let us thank our sponsors again, Hall Sausage. That on Dewey is just unbelievable. And Bob's Downtown Diner, the food is just rip-sticking good.
Happy.
Yeah, that it's a good description. And I love the servers and the cooks in there, and everyone is very interactive with you.
And so the food is really good.
Really good. That burger was fantastic. Like I said, one of the best french fries in Mobile. But we got to go, folks. Provolone.
Provolone. Try to.